New Orleanians have grown to love Carlos Miguel Prieto. His energy on the podium is exciting. His clear affection for this city, endearing.
You know, I'm always excited to be in New Orleans and to work with the LPO. And I have to say that we have an incredible season, this 23rd season of the orchestra. So I urge people to join us. It's a joy to make music. It's a joy to make music with the LPO. This 23rd season is gearing up to be absolutely memorable.
The season will begin on a high note with the lyrical and beloved violin concerto by Samuel Barber, performed by the brilliant violinist Gil Shaham, and Modeste Mussorgsky's magnificent pictures at an exhibition. But such concerts don't just magically happen. In New Orleans, they are the result of a unique inclusive process.
It's a very complicated board, like a chessboard, where you have to put the availability of soloists, availability of hall. And we are actually playing a series in Covington also, which has been very successful. So it's lengthy process, but I think with the way we do it here is smart.
And it's smart because the decisions are made collectively by the only musician-owned, collaboratively managed symphony orchestra in the United States.
I like to always look at the programs from a season perspective, which is has worked for us. And I think one of the attractive issues about the Louisiana Philharmonic is that we don't program based on what we think will sell, which I think is a musically honest way of doing things.
So in the case of this opening concert, which came first, the artist's availability to play, or the work decided on by the LPO?
I don't remember exactly what came first in this program, but I believe that we were trying to get Gil to come here for several seasons. But, I mean, I have to share with you the fact that he is one of the top violinists of today. I mean, I know that people, especially classical music lovers, know this very well. He's been around for a while. But I say this for people who may not recognize his name. He is really one of the top names in classical music today. He proposed to play the Barber Violin Concerto, Samuel Barber. This is the most important American violin concerto. There are other very good violin concertos, but this is really the great 20th century American concerto. I don't know how much people know about Barber, but Barber is a unique individual. Came from a very well-to-do family of the northeast of the United States, and very early, when he was a child, discovered a gift for composing and told his parents, kind of hesitantly, that he wanted to become a composer. Well, he became one of the most important composers of his time.
To find out more about Carlos Miguel's pre-concert lecture, about pictures at an exhibition and the Barber Violin Concerto, as well as the rest of the LPO season, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.